Hello, eco-loving viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Modernization and technological development have brought great convenience and comfort into our lives. But due to humanity's careless neglect of Mother Nature, levels of raw material and energy consumption have seriously destabilized Earth's environment. Fortunately, many green movements have sprouted worldwide to enhance the sustainability of our ecosystem. Today's show features green organizations that are helping to create an environmentally friendly society through innovative ways to collect and reuse discarded materials, products, and organic waste in the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Austria, respectively. Our first stop is Lower Austria, where we will visit the Austrian Association of Municipalities, which is based in the city of Langenlois. Association member Mr. Wilbur will discuss the group's recycling program and how it began.
Der Gemeindeverband als solches ist ein Zusammenschluss von 30 Gemeinden im Bezirk Reims und verantwortlich für rund 60.000 Einwohner mit dem Themenschwerpunkt der Müllerfassung, der Mülltrennung und der dazugehörenden Information für die Bürgerinnen und Bürger dieses Bezirkes. 1990, 91, 92 standen wir in Niederösterreich vor dem großen Problem, dass wir keine Deponien mehr zur Verfügung hatten. Die Abfälle, die gesammelt wurden, kamen in große Deponien und die Kapazitäten dieser Deponien war dem Ende nahe. Kamen dann relativ rasch zu dem Schluss, dass im Abfall sehr viele wiederverwertbare Stoffe vorhanden sind und aus dieser Erkenntnis entwickelte sich dann die Abfalltrennung.
Sorting the large amount of discarded material collected from the district is important, as it helps to greatly reduce the amount of waste going into the landfill.
Wir sind mittlerweile in einem riesen Bereich, das unter dem Mantel Recycling, Wiederverwertung fällt. Wir sammeln als Kennzahl im Bezirk pro Jahr rund 25.000 Tonnen Abfälle und sind so weit, dass wir nur mehr 7.000 Tonnen, also weniger als ein Drittel, davon nicht mehr verwerten können. Der Rest kommt schon einem Recycling nahe oder wird bereits recycliert. Wir haben Sammelerfolge von bis zu 96-98% an reinem Material. Material, das wir dann der Papierindustrie zur Verfügung stellen können, Material, das wir über die Kompostwerke zu Kompost wieder verarbeiten bei der Biotonne, Material, das wir der kunststoffverarbeitenden Industrie dann bei den PET-Flaschen zum Beispiel wieder zur Verfügung stellen können. Die zweite Ebene sind dann sogenannte Sammelinseln im unmittelbaren Nahbereich der einzelnen Haushalte, sprich so im Einzugsgebiet von 150-200 Haushalten, haben wir dann so kleine Stationen errichtet für die Glassammlung, Weiß- und Buntglas und die Metallverpackungen. Dosen, Metalldosen, Styroporabfälle werden zurzeit eingesetzt im Hausbau als Dämmmaterial, also aufgearbeitete Styroporabfälle wieder als Dämmmaterial eingesetzt.
Now let's travel to Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, home of the Green Foundation, a full-service electronic recycling company that raises funds for charities on behalf of governments, charities and institutions by recycling old non-working and unneeded electronic items in the Middle East at no cost. The Foundation's Chief Executive Officer and Chairman, Mr. Dominic Gothard, now discusses the group's work.
The Green Foundation was started in January of 2010, primarily with the focus on recycling old and redundant electronic items in the Middle East. So we focus on five core items: mobile phones, laptops, digital cameras, MP3 players and gaming consoles. Whenever we get items, we grade them, so we divide them into working, non-working and beyond economic repair. Working items we trade straight away back into African markets where people can then buy quality second-hand phones at an affordable price. Non-working items, we take to the factory, we repair them, we engineer them. We have qualified people that can do that. And then they're upgraded to working and obviously traded in the same way. The beyond economic repair items, we break them down and use them spare parts wherever possible. And wherever it's not possible, we melt all the items down into plastics, metals or precious metals. So 100% of everything we receive is reused. We don't landfill anything.
An electronic item may contain such dangerous substances as cadmium, lead, barium or mercury. These toxic materials can seriously damage the environment if there is improper disposal of the device. For example, breathing in cadmium can seriously injure the lungs and cause death.
Obviously, electronics carry corrosive and hazardous waste chemicals. So those in the ground over a course of years will explode, they'll soil the environment, contaminate the water and kill wildlife. So it's very important that we get that out of the ground and that we try and recycle and reuse those items as much as possible.
The Green Foundation is working to set a new standard for sustainability in the Middle East, as recycling currently is not widely practiced in the region.
In the Middle East, the recycling industry here is very new. It has never really existed before. Only about 5% of anything is recycled in the Middle East, compared to about 30% in other parts of the world. Electronic recycling doesn't exist at all. Half the problem is not people actually wanting to do it, it's actually giving them the resources and the opportunities to actually do that.
Mr. Goffard believes that the Middle East recycling market has great potential for growth, especially in the category of mobile phones.
We operate from Pakistan and India right across the GCC up into Egypt, Lebanon and Jordan. So we handle 12 countries from this office. The Middle East is a very interesting market because they have a very high usage of mobile phones. On average, each person has 2.2 phones. So in the UAE alone, for example, where the population is around about 4 million, there are 9 million phones. Now, if you scale that up, it means that potentially there are 400 million phones in this part of the world. They're not all being used. A lot of them are sitting in drawers.
The Green Foundation's contributions to charities through its recycling programs have been significant. Over 4.5 million US dollars has gone to 150 different charities since the Green Foundation's inception.
And for the charities as well, we're generating funds for them, but at the same time, in the background, we're also helping the environment. It's a real win-win situation for the charities.
I hope that we have a wide range of awareness in the residential community so that people can easily dispose of their electronic items. And last but not least, I hope that we've managed to raise a lot of money for the charities by recycling as many items as possible.
The final organisation featured today is the Zyla Association, a Swiss-based non-governmental organisation which works to protect the beautiful region of southern Morocco. The Zyla Association currently has several projects in the village of Mohammed, which is located on the edge of the Sahara Desert. Now let's hear about the association's efforts from its coordinator, Mr. Ali Esbai.
L'association Zyla s'est constituée il y a 5 ans dans le but de freiner cette dérive vers la pollution globale, j'allais dire. Alors on s'est dit que partout on a cette pollution du plastique, mais quand même le désert, les glaciers, la montagne, ils doivent être préservés. C'est un peu pour nous le poumon de la terre. Alors le poumon doit être propre, il faut le protéger. Sinon c'est toute la planète qui est malade. Parce que même, par exemple, dans les montagnes, dans les mers, il y a partout de la pollution, il y a partout. Vous savez, dans tous les océans, il y a plein de carcasses, de bateaux, c'est une poubelle les mers maintenant.
Et plein de plastique.
Plastique. Et maintenant, on voit cette pollution dans le désert. Et c'est pour cela que nous, Zyla, moi j'avais initié le projet des solutions alternatives de Zaïla, le plastique, deux points, usage éphémère, pollution durable.
The Zaïla Association provides guidance, know-how, and alternative approaches to the use of plastic and other non-biodegradable human-made products.
Donc, il faut permettre aux gens, ou les encourager, à utiliser la nature pour la bonne cause. C'est-à-dire, utiliser la nature sans l'abîmer. Ça, c'est l'équation qui est posée à l'homme maintenant. Parce que la planète, elle est en surproduction, elle est en surconsommation, elle est saturée. Un sac de plastique, il faut 20 secondes pour le produire, 20 minutes pour l'utiliser, 400 ans pour le biodégrader. Dans cette équation, on a tout. Ça, c'est le symbole de la pollution durable. Alors, en contrepartie, on a ce petit couffin produit par Zaïla comme solution alternative au plastique. Ce couffin ou ce petit sac qui est fait en fibre de palme sert à beaucoup de choses, à conserver les aliments, à aller au marché et puis à garder des choses au frais. Ce petit sac en palme peut durer 4 à 5 ans. Ce sac est l'équivalent de 2000 sacs de plastique. Quand on fabrique celui-là, on économise à la terre 2000 sacs de plastique.
Supreme Master Qinghai also advocates the use of alternatives to plastic products to protect the environment, as in this May 2008 video conference in South Korea.
But in many places, there are already bans on the use of plastic bags. And many convenience stores, for example in America, they're already trying to limit the use of harmful packages. We should use something less toxic, and we should use, you know, our own shopping bag wherever we go to minimize whatever we can the effect, the harmful effect to the planet.
Our deep appreciation goes to the Austrian Association of Municipalities, the Green Foundation, the Zaïla Association, and Supreme Master Qinghai for promoting green lifestyles so that Mother Nature can continue to protect and nourish all the precious life in our world. For more information on the organizations featured on today's program, please visit the following websites: Austrian Association of Municipalities, www.gemeindebund.at. The Green Foundation, www.thegreenfoundation.me. Zaïla Association, www.zaïla.ch. Wise viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Up next is the world around us after noteworthy news. May divine love grace your life with bliss and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/gpgw.